This is the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast on the 26th of August, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, joined today by Eric Pfeiffer on the news, including how the work of the soybean checkoff is showing up in your tires and looking into the high price of eggs. The HAT podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here. He says it will continue very hot with heat warnings and possible thunderstorms. And Friday, soybean futures gained about a dime. Corn and wheat, those sold off. We have market analysis with Brian Basting on the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, this is Brian Schrader.
Carl Jorn.
And Ben Jacob.
And we're the hosts of the Indiana Pioneer Agronomy Podcast. Each episode, we cover up-to-date field and crop conditions for growers throughout the state of Indiana. Talk to guests about the latest pests, diseases, agronomic technologies, and much more. You can find new episodes weekly on your preferred podcast platform.
Soybeans in your tires and why egg prices are so high. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Hey, you might have some soybeans in your tires there. No, I don't mean that you might have accidentally driven over some and got them stuck in your tread. I mean you might literally have soybeans in your tires. It's the soybean checkoff at work. Indiana Soybean Alliance board member Mark Legan explains one of the projects their partnership with the United Soybean Board has helped bring to fruition.
Goodyear Tires has come out with a tire that basically replaces 60% of the petroleum oil with soybean oil. And there's some attributes that make it a better tire. And the Indiana Soybean Alliance board thought it was important to try and help promote this. And one of the things we looked at doing was offer it to four different first responders across the state.
And so Legan nominated his hometown sheriff's department. Putnam County Sheriff Jared Baugh tells Hoosier Ag Today they had to do some research, but they were certainly intrigued by these soy tires.
Being a cold weather state, cold weather county, you start to reading into it about the traction being better, more pliable in colder weather. And I'm like, well, now this is starting to make a little bit of sense. They surely aren't high performance tires like we require on police package or pursuit rated vehicles. And they're like, nope, sure are.
Boss says this is a win-win for the department and for community relations in their rural Indiana community.
We live in a rural area that we've got a beautiful carpet of soybeans right now, you know, in Putnam County. I didn't think they were going to make it past the cover crop for a while. And then the good Lord put some rain on it and we got tire material.
And Legan says this just goes to show how incredible and versatile soybeans truly are.
Virtually anything that we manufacture using petroleum-based oil, we can make out of soybean oil too. And oh, by the way, it's a sustainable product.
Goodyear exceeded its goal of a 25% increase in soybean oil consumption by 2020. And it's making noteworthy progress on its target of fully replacing all of its petroleum-driven oils with soybean oil by 2040. Read more about this at HoosierAgToday.com.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older older than dirt, and something we can all dig.
Looking for someone or something to blame for these high prices we're seeing for eggs? Well, USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says egg production is down from last year, supplies are tight, and the reason for that is avian influenza, which has resulted in the loss of millions of egg-laying hens. The flock, as of this July, sits at 305 million birds.
Compared to previous year when they were about 313 million. So a smaller number of birds, as a result, we're getting a smaller amount of table egg production.
Shagham expects that in 2025, the size of the laying flock will increase, bringing on higher egg production, and with it,
we would expect to see egg prices decline as we move into 2025 with the increased production.
But of course, that's assuming there are no more bird flu outbreaks. And the numbers are in from the 2024 Indiana State Fair. Attendance reached over 850,000. You can read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Every farming operation has a story with a past, present, and future. Farm Credit Mid-America wants to get to know your farm story because we're a lending cooperative owned by farmers. And that's why we offer a range of loans and services designed to help farmers grow and prosper. Because we know why no one knows a farmer like a farmer does. Learn more about Farm Credit Mid-America and some of our farmers' stories at fcma.com. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Hey farmers, do you want to see weeding tools before you buy them? Learn how to adjust cultivators and see what's new in weeding tools? Then make plans today to attend the Midwest Weed Control Field Day, September 11th at Purdue's Miggs Horticultural Research Farm in Lafayette, Indiana. Enjoy weeding tool demos of all scales, a morning trade show, and cultivation education for vegetables and row crops. Register online early to guarantee your spot and lunch. Search Midwest Mechanical at thelandconnection.org. That's thelandconnection.org.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We've got a very hot, very humid week unfolding ahead of us this week. We've got excessive heat watches and even a few warnings out over the Hoosier State as we get started today. And I can tell you, with the heat and the humidity that we have popping up over the region, we will not be able to rule out heat-based thunderstorms. I think that we're seeing a few days look slightly better than others, but I don't want to rule out thunderstorms anywhere over the next 4 to 5 days. Let's talk about the heat here today. 90s easily over most of the state, mid to upper 90s in spots. I do think our first round of pop-up thunderstorm activity tries to develop overnight tonight through tomorrow morning. That's going to be in parts of Indiana and Northwest Ohio. Then we'll see another round of shower and thunderstorm action overnight tomorrow night through Wednesday. That has the best potential to hit the biggest part of Indiana. And then overnight Wednesday and into Thursday, I won't rule out activity, but it doesn't seem to be that big of a deal. We then move into a frontal boundary passage kind of zone for Thursday during the daytime hours and through Friday. It'll take that long for this front to come through. I expect on-again, off-again activation of thunderstorms all along that front. By the time we get to Saturday morning, it will be off to the south and east. So if you look at it in the way that I am, with the pop-up thunderstorm potential almost every day somewhere, I think it really behooves us to look at this week overall with regard to moisture. And so I think from tonight through Friday night, I think if you lump all the days together, we're looking at combined nearly 100% coverage across the Hoosier State of rains anywhere from a quarter to one, maybe 1.25 inches. Now, I'm not seeing big thunderstorms, like heavy rain-making thunderstorms, so I'm not concerned about a very big top end here, but I do think the top end of the rain range will happen in areas that see several rounds of moisture through the week. Everybody is in line to pick up probably two, but the highest rain totals end up with areas that get 3 rounds of moisture. All right, so fast forward. The front's done and gone. The weekend shapes up quite nice. Cooler as we get started on the Labor Day holiday weekend. But, you know, last week I was thinking we might be just downright cold. I don't think we see that. I think we see temperatures pull back, and it's going to be just a very pleasant Labor Day holiday weekend. Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day Monday, we see full sunshine and temperatures that are quite nice. Humidity values that are pleasant as well. We start to see temperatures gain as we move into the middle of next week, just in time for another round of heat-based activity to try and show up late Wednesday afternoon through Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms there. Coverage around 60% of the Hoosier State. That's a look at your forecast update. Stay cool. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig. Soybeans and wheat go opposite directions while corn stays steady. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. Final numbers from the final day of trade coming up. We begin with market analysis. I spoke in the middle of the session with Brian Basting for that. Brian is with Advanced Trading. Steady once again for the corn market. That seems to be kind of the way the week has gone. Beans back and forth, trying now to get back some of what was lost on Thursday. So back and forth, and maybe that is in conjunction with some back and forth weather forecast too?
Well, yes. It's always good to be with you, Andy. Appreciate the opportunity. We've got some mixed weather. We've been dry here the last couple weeks here, particularly in the eastern Corn Belt. Forecasts are some rain moving in this final week of August next week, but that's enough to give the market just a little bit of support here. But otherwise, some crop tour has been taking place here, confirming some very big yield potential, generally supporting those USDA numbers that came out earlier this month. Record yields, as your listeners, I'm sure, are aware of, projected for both corn and beans on a national basis. But it's been mixed bag here. It's been cool for corn at night, which is good. Get that corn crop to get good kernel depth here and add some test weight as the growing season winds down, but just more of a mixed bag. But we've built so much bearishness into this market too, Andy. I'd add, and in addition to weather, we're starting to see a little more export business surface here too.
On Friday, a Fed chairman comment about interest rates. Maybe it's time to lower those. The stock market did seem to respond. Crude oil is strong. The dollar index very weak. So the macro outside markets, any impact on the grains and oil seeds?
You hit the nail on the head, Andy. I'd say that the most indirect impact on corn and beans would be that weaker dollar, as you mentioned. It's really plummeting here as we glance at the market here on Friday. As we look ahead, what are we looking at there? We're looking at a weaker dollar, not necessarily great for the U.S. traveler, as it were, but good for export business, making our exports cheaper in relation to foreign competitors. So I think the combination of the weaker flat price, four-year low in a flat price, corn and beans, and a weaker dollar is also starting to boost some export interest. We've seen a number of export sales announcements from USDA this week, primarily for soybeans, one or two for soybean meal. We did see one or two sneak in there for corn too, and we saw another good week of export, new crop export business from the USDA on Thursday for both corn and beans. So I think the weaker dollar there would be something that would be supportive. The other thing to keep an eye on export-wise, Andy, is it's been a very poor finish to the growing season in Ukraine. Ukraine is a major corn export competitor of the U.S., and many believe that the USDA is still too high on their production estimate for Ukraine. So short answer to your question on the interest rates is I think the biggest factor impacting grains would be a weaker dollar, making our exports more competitive.
What do we look for in the days and weeks ahead now as far as what might be impacting the markets?
Andy, the USDA will begin conducting their survey for the September 12th crop report this weekend, and primarily that last week in August, first day or two September. So we'll keep an eye on crop conditions here as we enter that last week in August. any abnormality in weather would influence those results, of course. We'll also be watching those daily export sales announcements. Will they continue as this crop year winds down? The crop year will end on August 31st. Or buyers be a bit more patient. So we can track that on a daily basis. But I'd say that right now the key factors are weather to finish this growing season and looking at whether or not this weaker dollar and these lower flat prices for corn and beans will continue to encourage export sales.
Brian Basting, economist at Advanced Trading, and Brian's number is 309-664-2314. Friday settlements now, September corn 367 3/4, down 3 3/4. December down 2.5 cents, 391. March 409.5, losing 2 cents. September beans 952, up 1.75 cents. And Novi 973, up 11.5 cents. Jan beans 990 3/4, up 11.25. September wheat 502 1/4, almost 9 cents lower. Dease wheat 528, down 7.5. The meats mixed. October live cattle 175.70, down 20, and October lean hogs 80.55, up 92. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.